you know, way since way back when, there was always kind of a presumption, and I think it was all the way back to Louis Tutton who said that really you should not have the subject of consensus policy should not be directed at one player, whether it's a registry or a registrar, and in this case, that subject is really only directed at one player that doesn't implement the quiz, unless it's basically it's the same registry operator. Unless you're talking about whether to do away with the thick whois requirement. I mean, if you did a complete PDP as to whether ICANN made a mistake in requiring thick whois, which I don't think anyone would agree with. We are so short on resources and PDPs that are going on. For us to do a PDP on thick whois when there's only one registry operator that doesn't do it is just, to me, a waste of resources and time. But that's my own opinion.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Jeff. And I wonder, too, if we're only talking about one TLD.net, because, and I might be wrong, but it just seems to me that there might be, it might not be as simple as a consensus policy for .com, just simply because there's certain things in .com contract that can't be changed without the Department of Commerce approval, correct? Or is that not going to cover the whois thing, or do we need to worry about that at all?
Yeah, I'm not going to...
It might
thorny
be difficult
issue.
For, yeah. Marika.
I just want to comment because I'm just looking at the IRTP Part A report because they actually looked at the different GTLDs and verified whether they had thick or thin whois. And actually the ones that are thin have thin whois is .com,